Thank you, Ryan and Katie, for leading that and us in that music. How we need him every hour. How we need him. Not only every hour, but every moment. Every moment in our lives. It's funny how God takes us through different things, like I was mentioning in 1 week, how we can just have so many things go through. And some are good and some are bad. And this morning I was just thinking of a nursery rhyme that I used to say years ago. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never kill me or harm me. Hurt me. Good. Some of you know that too. And, there's really no truth to that whatsoever. It's amazing what words can do to a person. How they can literally kill a person in every realm. Where somebody's self-esteem can just go from up here down to here, to nothing. And this week was a very strange week. And I sometimes think this is off the topic, off the message, but words do really hurt. And I think as believers, we need to be careful what comes out of our mouths. And when you think of the non-Christian world out there, the filth and the garbage, and they have no respect for people. No respect. And it doesn't bother them one iota what they say and what they tell you. And so just something to always be cautious. What are we talking about? What are we saying? Are we encouraging people from what we say, or are we discouraging? Because there are so many hurts out there, and we sure don't want to add on to it. Let's open with a word of prayer. Father, again, we come to you this morning, and we look forward to the things that you want to teach us. And the Father, the things that you've put on my heart this morning, I pray that it will come out with clarity and that this is you speaking, it's not me. So use the things that I say this morning to bring honor and glory to you, and that it would strengthen our lives as we walk daily with you. So we give this time to you in Jesus' name. Amen. We continue with Psalm 23. And I was just thinking again, I'm just going to read it again, just because it's just so, so nice. Just listen as I read the 23rd Psalm again. The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. He guides me along right paths, bringing honor to his name. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid. For you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. You prepare a feast for me in the presence of mine enemies. You honor me by anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with blessings. Surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever. As we begin this morning in verse 4, we'll try to finish verse 4 this morning. It says, yea, I'm reading from, this is from the King James Version, just this portion. Yea, though I walk through the valley. Valley. Lots of valleys. We're walking through them all the time. And from a shepherd's point of view, the statement marks the halfway stage of this particular psalm. Up to this point, the sheep have enjoyed a very, very fun relationship with the shepherd. They have just gone through winter and spring, and they've basically been in their sheep pens or close to the farm, close to the home front. But now things are going to begin to change for the sheep, because every year the sheep head up into the highlands. They head up into the upper meadows. They start heading up into the mountains. And so all of a sudden, the whole relationship changes between the sheep and the shepherd. Their surroundings, where it's nice and safe, where they're protected, to all of a sudden, they're going to be heading out into a totally, totally different region. A region that can be very good, but also a place that can have lots of hardship, lots of problems. It's going to mean a long trek to where they're going to go and feed. And the sheep are probably looking back at their neighbor sheep, because they're going to be left behind. Because sometimes shepherds are not all the same. There's good shepherds and there's bad shepherds. And so many a time when a shepherd is taking his flock up into the mountains, some shepherds don't do that. I'm just thinking, you know, here's a whole bunch of sheep that don't have this opportunity. They're not going to be experiencing going up into the valleys, through the valleys and up into the mountains. And so there's going to be sheep left behind. But this summer, with these sheep going into the mountains, it's going to be an experience that they'll probably never forget. And some of it do it year after year after year. And the shepherd has done this many a time. He has made this long trek. And a new relationship begins between the sheep and the shepherd. Again, a new type of relationship. Many shepherds, like I was saying, don't necessarily take their sheep into these valleys and then up into the mountains. Many of them don't do that because it takes a lot of time, it takes a lot of work and a lot of effort. And so many shepherds don't do that. It depends upon where their region is. And so it can sometimes take 1 week or 2 weeks to make these particular drives. And during these drives, the sheep are totally in contact alone with the pastor, with the shepherd. And they begin to have this intimate relationship, because the sheep have their confidence in the shepherd, because the sheep have no idea where they're going. All they know is that they have this leader and that they have to follow this leader. And so this intimate contact is being made day in and day out, in the night as well. That shepherd is just always, always there, leading and guiding his flock. When you begin to think of the dramatic backdrop behind mountains, the rushing water, alpine meadows, wild mountains, it's a sight to be seen. And David the psalmist, of course, knew all of this terrain firsthand. Remember when Samuel went to find David to anoint him as king of Israel? And David's father said, you know what? He's not here. He's not here on the homestead. He's up in the hills. You're going to have to go find him. We're going to have to go search for David because he's up tending the sheep way out in the boonies someplace. And so David knew exactly what it meant to attend sheep. He knew firsthand all the difficulties and the dangers that were entailed. But he also knew all the delights also that came with seeing those sheep being led and guided through the valleys. And he was very contented to just be able to be there for those sheep and to be able to put them into good pastures, that they would have good feed to eat and that there would be plenty of fresh water for them to drink. It brought joy to David like any shepherd to see his sheep were being well fed and well maintained. And so many a time these sheep make these trips. But then you have the baby lambs also that begin making these trips. And the ewes are so much wanting to just see these lambs learn the ropes of what it means to walk through these valleys, the unpredictabilities of these valleys. When you begin to think of valleys, there's all kinds of things. You never gone hiking here in Acapulco? It's kind of a unique place. And when you begin walking into there, I mean, after Jimena changed it, it used to be really neat. It used to be a really thin path that would just kind of go in. And as you walk in there, you have these steep cliffs on both sides. And I often thought as I walked in there, what if I couldn't get out? What if all of a sudden things were just closed off and I couldn't climb up? And it kind of gives you a strange feeling. What if? You know, those cliffs are high. They are very high. And to try to reach, to climb up there, would be very difficult. And so as you think of a shepherd taking his sheep into a valley, and there's avalanches that can take place. There can be rock slides. There's some plants that the sheep cannot eat because of them being poisonous. And then you have the predators that want to come and destroy the sheep and to kill them off. And sometimes you have awesome storms that will just all of a sudden come up. I remember as a young man going hiking in the Rocky Mountains, and I remember going through different crevices in rocks and things. And I remember just how one particular time, all of a sudden, it was a beautiful summer day, and just like that, it was snowing. Just like that in summertime. And the sleet and that cold, cold rain. And with sheep, if they get into that cold, if the weather all of a sudden turns bad and they have snow on them and they're cold, they can die. They can die. And so it's so important for the shepherd to be able to find shelter in any place just to get them outside of the weather. And that's part of his responsibility. But yeah, you think of valleys and you think of all kinds of things, distractions that are out there, dangers that are there. But the shepherd is always there, wanting to care, wanting to give the very best. And the thing what really is interesting with a shepherd is nothing comes by surprise to him, because he's done this so many times. He always leads his sheep in the right way. He's made that track many a time before, and so he's never going to take them into any dangerous place. But even though things do happen, dangers do come about. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we walk through the valleys of death all the time. And yet you think of the awesomeness of God. You begin to think of the quietness of God. You think of assurance that sets in when we begin to think, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will not fear. I will not fear. because God is with me all the time, in every situation, in every dark trial, in every dismal disappointment, every distressing dilemma. God is always, always with us. Just like that shepherd with his sheep. He doesn't take his eyes off his sheep. Never. He's always with them. As Christians, so many times I've heard the expression of, I want to move onto higher ground with God. You ever heard that before? I just feel I want to move up to a higher level. A higher level with God. And how so many times we long to live above the lowlands of life. We always think we need to get out of these valleys. We need to have something different. We need to be back up here again. We want to get beyond the common crowd, you could say. I want to get a notch higher. I want to get a level higher. I feel that if I get to a higher level, I'm going to have a more intimate relationship with God. We talk of mountaintop experiences all the time. That's just something that we as Christians talk about. Yeah, I went through an incredible mountaintop experience. It was just great. And we try to sometimes put our lives like somebody else. We want to be just like somebody else because they always seem like they're on top of things. We cannot be airlifted. We cannot be airlifted from the ground up. That won't work. And so many people, so many Christians today think that they can just be lifted up and put on top of a mountain and that's where they're going to stay. And it's not like that. It's not like that at all. The only way that we can gain, climb to higher ground, is by going through the valleys. That is the only way that we are going to get to a point, to a level, is by going through those deep, deep valleys. And every mountain has its valleys. It sure does. It really does. And you know what? The shepherd constantly, and it always is remembered, that in order to get to the top, you have to go through ravines, crevices, valleys. And sometimes they can be so deep. But the best route to the top is a valley. Believe it or not, the best route is always by the valley. The shepherd leads his flock very gently, but very persistently, up the paths that wind through the dark, dark valleys. It says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. And it says, I walk. It says, I'm not going to die there. I'm not going to stop there, but rather, I'm going to walk through. And so it's almost like a promise there. He walks us through the valleys of the shadow of death. We're not going to stay there. Like I said, we're not going to die there. We're going to keep going. We are walking through these particular valleys. And the thing is, lo, I am with you always, says the scripture. God is always with us to the very end. And I sometimes think we sometimes forget that. We kind of put a block. And it's like, I'm the only person going through this valley. I'm the only person that is going through this trial and situation. Some of us are going to experience lots of valleys yet in our lives before the Lord comes for us. And some of us, a whole lot more. Depends upon how long we're going to be here on this earth. And we're going to continue to have discouragements in our lives. We're going to continue to have frustrations. We're going to continue to have disappointments. We're going to have dilemmas that are going to be incredible. We're going to have dark, difficult days. Even though we're going to be walking through these valleys, they don't have to be disasters. They don't have to be. These valleys are not disasters. It's something that God desires to take us through just because He wants to, and He wants to teach us. And that is the very, very best experience for each one of us, just like those sheep, to go through those valleys, those dark, dark situations where there's predators there, there's people that want to, animals that want to kill these sheep and do everything possible. But that's where God wants to take us. That's where the shepherd takes each one of His sheep. I'm not sure if you've ever ridden Rogers Pass traveling through the Rocky Mountains in British Columbia. But it's an amazing pass, and you just climb and climb and climb for kilometers, for miles, as you get to the summit. And when you begin to think, you know, when you're starting in Banff, for example, Banff, Alberta, and you begin climbing from there, and you think of where you're going to be going, it's like, wow, how in the world are we ever going to get there? To a summit of 3,200 meters, 9,000 feet, 9,200 feet. It's like, wow, that's a long ways up. And you know what? As you begin, when you start that highway leaving from Banff and start making your way up, you see all the cool scenery, and you see all the cool animals, and you see all the meadows, and you see all the rivers that are coming down through those valleys as you're slowly driving up. And finally, when you get to the very top of the Rogers Pass, it becomes just a little two-lane highway, the number one highway of Canada, and it is a two-lane highway. And as you are just barely getting by with these big semi-trucks trying to get by, and you are slowed down to 20k an hour. 10 miles, 15 miles an hour is what the speed limit is as you drive through the summit. And it's like, wow, I made it. And then when you look down those cliffs and you see where you came from, it is unbelievable. It is just absolutely unbelievable the distance that you have come and what you have just gone through. And as I was just thinking about this week, those passes, they're just so amazing to see. And you begin to think of what it took to make a highway there. And I think of us as believers, as God's children, as we begin to go, and our goal is to head up. Lord, I want to enjoy my fellowship with You to the max. I look forward to that mountaintop experience. But you know what? God has to do some things in our lives. Things that we don't necessarily like. Difficult things. But as we grow with experience of how to deal with things, it becomes easier and easier all the time. And when we begin to experience God in hard times, all of a sudden, we begin to feel refreshed. It's like, God, You are doing something very, very incredible here. And I don't understand it. I don't understand the way I feel, why I feel like this. I don't know why that You have brought this sickness on me. I don't understand this. But You do, and You are going to carry me through. You're going to carry me through. And those are things that we need to constantly, constantly be reminding ourselves. God has a purpose for each situation that we come into. Each situation. And those valleys sometimes seem so incredibly dark. But God wants us to feel refreshed every time we enter into some difficult situation, because He has a purpose for it. He's thinking, when we get through it and when we get to the top, when I sometimes think of coming out of a situation and sometimes it can be a bad experience, sometimes it can be a good experience. But you ever, after going through a trial, something that's been difficult, and just coming out of it and saying, thank you, Lord. Thank you for your graciousness. Thank you for walking me through this. Thank you for your kindness. It's like, you know what? So many times, as we come through things, we don't know what God was actually trying to teach us. And it's like, gosh, I'm glad I'm out of that thing. Now I can move on again. God wants us to learn. And just like those sheep, as they go through the valley, some of the best grass, some of the richest feed is in the valley. Some of the best foliage is found in the valley. And the flock is moved very, very gently. As you think of all kinds of lambs, ewes, older sheep, etc., they're taken along very gently, everybody at the same pace. And they just keep walking with the shepherd, walking with the shepherd, keeping their eyes on the shepherd. And the shepherd knows, yeah, there's going to be dangers that are going to come. There's going to be floods that could come. There could be snow and sleet. There could be avalanches that are going to come. But keep trusting me, because I'm going to follow you all the way through. I'm going to be your guide. I'm going to be your help. I'm going to be your everything to take you through this hard time. And yeah, there's going to be predators. I sometimes think of some of my relatives that are ranchers, and they have to deal with grizzly bears. And they have said, you know, it's just unbelievable how some of these grizzly bears will grab a full-grown cow and just rip its back right out. It's just scary when you think of predators, and that's the way it is with people in our lives, the enemy. The enemy wants to destroy us. He wants to kill us spiritually. He wants us to take our focus off of the Lord Jesus Christ and put it in ourselves, put it in circumstances. The enemy wants to rip our heart out. He wants to do everything that he can to distract us from getting to the top. And yet again, the good shepherd is there. He's with us. He's guiding us. He's leading us. He's protecting us. He said, Howard, keep going. Keep going. I'm carrying you. I'm doing everything that I can. Keep your eyes on me. Keep your focus on the good shepherd. He takes us through the valleys of the shadow of death. The storms of life. I hate them. I just really hate them. But we have to deal with them. And God wants to produce a stamina in us that is just so strong. And when fear comes our way, we're going to be able to say no. No way. I'm not going to be fearful. I'm going to take this situation, I'm going to give it to God. I'm not going to allow fear to control me one bit. And when we can begin to do that, when we begin to go into a valley, we recognize it and it's like, okay, here I am. I need to deal with this. I need to bring this before the Lord. Lord, I can't do this on my own. Absolutely not. But you can. You can. And you know what? As we begin to deal with issues like that in our lives, where we don't have to be fearful. You know the kind of ministry that we can have with people? Do you know that the majority of Christians are very fearful? and that a lot of times they don't know how to handle trials and situations, and right away they just kind of fall. They just fall. People say that they have confidence in God, but as soon as something happens, comes along, what happens? They fall. Why? Because their confidence isn't in God. And I begin to think, you know, we could have such an incredible ministry, and we do have a ministry, as we deal with things in our lives. Man, encourage somebody else. Because when we are when things are being controlled in our own lives, we can see outside of our own world and look at other people and say, yeah, there's somebody that's in need. There's somebody that's in need. There's somebody that needs encouragement. There's somebody that I can come alongside and encourage them and be a part. Because we need that so desperately. We need people that can help people. But yeah, so many times as Christians, we claim, oh yeah, my confidence is in God. But is it really? Where are we when we're in those deep valleys? It's so easy to just slumber and fall. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, told us himself in John 16:33, he assured us of this: in this world you shall have tribulation. Oh, great. Yeah. You shall. You will. You're going to continue to. You're going to continue to have tribulation. And so many times, it kind of stops right there. Yeah, you're right. I do have tribulation. But the verse doesn't stop there. It goes on. It says, be of good cheer. Yeah, right. But that's what it says. Be of good cheer. You're going to be going through all kinds of tribulations for the rest of your life, just like you have up until this point. But be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. That's what he's done for us. He is our good shepherd. And the basic question here is, it's not whether we have many or few valleys. It's not whether those valleys are dark or merely dim with shadows. The question is, how do we react to them? Is the question. How do I go through them? How do I cope with the calamities of everything that comes my way? And that's something that we need to ask ourselves. Where are we at? How are we handling each situation? Yeah. Yeah, trials. Dark valleys. We went through an incredible one this week. And it was, yeah. It's hard, hard stuff. And you sometimes wonder, Lord, why do you allow things like that to happen? And as I thought about it this weekend, no, it's for all his purpose, his good, his will. He desires for us to grow through every situation. And we will never be able to understand why we go through some of the things that we do until we meet him in the air. We'll never know. But the thing is, he wants us to grow and grow and grow some more through every calamity that comes our way, through every trial. And he's here right now, cheering us on. Be of good cheer, for I have overcome this. You're going to win. You're going to make it to the top. You're going to do it. Keep your eyes focused on mine, and we're going to work through this together. Let's close in prayer. Father God, it's so good to know that you just take us in your arms and you carry us. And how we need that. How we need that protection. And we know the adversary is out there just wanting to do everything he can to destroy us. But thank you again that you are our good shepherd, and that you lead us and you guide us through all the hard times of our lives for a purpose. You desire for us to get up. And when we fall again, Father, you're with us again. And I pray that we would be strong. Strong in our faith. Strong in our beliefs. Strong in our relationship with you. That we won't give in to the wiles of the devil and all his plans and his scary tactics that he wants to bring our way. But that our reliance will be 100% focused on you. And so thank you, Father, for the word of God. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.